Rabbah. So we're going to pick up the bottom of Reish Lamed Hey. Nesina Shalo Amenas Lakabel. Giving without the condition of receiving. Yeshna Derech HaOmeres LaAdam. There is a Derech in life that says to man, Tein LaBen Obas Zugcha. Go ahead and make sure to give to your spouse. Meaning be a giver to your spouse. Utekabel Kiflaim. And if you do so, you will go ahead and you'll get paid double. Right, so meaning put tain viavu oscha, give, and your spouse will love you. V'doma lezenu schoshonos, and there are many different versions of this same basic theme, which says, give to the other, and you will see, you will receive much more in return. So turn the page. Na'amik ma'at b'dvarim. Let's think a little bit. Let's delve a little bit into these words. Amru Chazal li olam ya'asok adam b'toru b'mitzvos. Afilu shelo lishma. So Chazal said a person should always engage in Torah and mitzvos, even shelo lishma, even if it's not necessarily for the right reasons. Shemitoch shelo lishma, balishma, because there is this concept that if you start doing something not for the right reasons, but you keep on doing it, ultimately, again, you will come to do it for the right reasons. He says, Shemitoch shelo lishma balishma, ukvar ber b'sefer michtav miliyahu, sha'al ha'adam litzareif nukudos lishma, and it's already written in the Michtam Elio that a person has to go ahead and, so to speak, connect the dots of Lishma within any act that is Shalom Lishma. What does that mean? Hanogel inyanenu, nesina amenas lekaba bechazara, zu nesina Shalom Lishma. An act of giving that is done for the sake of receiving ultimately is a nesina shelo lishma. This is an act of giving that is not a pure act of giving. Unesina shelo amenas lekabel, zu nesina lishma. And an act of giving without the expectation or condition or requirement to receive in return, that's called a nesina lishma. That's called a giving for the right purpose. Af adam she'eneno b'madrega gavoa. Even a person who's not on a high level, every person, even if a person is not on a high level, so the truth is, again, he's going to end up giving at some point in time shelo lishma, because again, we're a utilitarian being, so a person will go ahead and give with the expectation that they're going to get paid back. But interestingly enough, even within that shelo lishma, there's always going to be a little bit of lishma. Im lokein, Beso eino bayis Yehudi, ela bayis shal sachar sochar mochar, mor mechar. If not, a person's home is not a Jewish home, but rather, again, it's a transactional home. Tein v'kach, give and take. Bayis she'in bo velu achuz katan shal nesina shal shem nesina, eineno bayis Yehudi. So the Mechaber writes over here that even when a person goes ahead and gives for the sake of receiving, there's always some element of lishma, even in the midst of shalom lishma. Remember, as we've already explained, the essence of giving within a marital context, the tachlis is not the act of giving. The ends is not giving. Rather, the essence of giving is the transcendence of the self. So therefore, when a person gives on the condition to receive, ein bazeh bitol ha'ani klal. So remember again, if the entire point of giving, see, if giving was the ends, then it doesn't make a difference why you give or how you give, but rather what's important is as long as you give. But since the essence of giving, the purpose of giving, is bitul ha'ani, is transcendence of the self, to stop only focusing, to not lead an egocentric life, but be able to focus on things beyond me. So if I'm giving with the intention of receiving, that is what? That is still a selfish act of giving. I'm doing that ultimately, again, not for the other, but rather, again, I'm doing that for the self. Ulakach ein shayech sheyis achtu b'nei hazug be'emes. And therefore, again, giving under these circumstances make it virtually impossible for the couple to come together. Because remember, you can only truly unite with your spouse when at the end of the day you are transcending yourself. But if all I'm focused on is me, then the mice again, I just can't connect with the other. It's only once giving is for the sake of giving that I'm able to connect with the other. Ava chitzonis shayachas b'nesina al menas lekabel. So a person can have a very type of external love that is linked with giving on the condition to receive. Ulam ava pnimis amitis, but true inner love. Lo tiskala ela itzel hanosin shelo al menas lekabel. But true inner love only reveals or only manifests itself by someone who gives on the condition not to receive, or say differently, who does not give with the condition to receive. Biyad kol adam ladas shebinyan beiso taloi b'nesina. Every person knows that the building of my home, the building of my marriage, is fully dependent on my ability and how I give. Ulam lo rak b'nesina amanas lekabel. But the caveat over here is it can't be giving just simply for the sake of receiving. Ela af nesina l'shem nesina. Rather, it also has to be giving for the sake of giving. Shizu nesina b'tarasa. Because the act of giving for the sake of giving, this is a pure and beautiful act. So we'll say what comes out from this section is it's very important to show is this idea that at the end of the day, first of all, as we established yesterday, that giving is not for the sake of giving. Giving is not an end, but giving is a means of self-transcendence. But a person has to be careful, because very often when we give with an expectation of reciprocity. That type of giving does not lead to self-transcendence, obviously, because I'm not giving for the other, I'm giving for myself. Therefore, in the act of building a marriage, the act of building a home, so a person, it's not just enough to give, but a person also has to give with purity of thought and purity of intent as well. Reish Lamed Zayin, let's begin the next chapter. All Bebayis HaYehudi, the yoke of the Jewish home. Ola bayis dugma lo ol malchus shamayim. So literally the yoke of the home is like an example of the, or sets the example for the yoke of heaven. Amru chazal, tov legever, ki yisa ol benu arav, zehu ol isha. So the pasuk in Eicha says that it is good for a man to go ahead and take on the yoke in his youth. And Medrash writes, what yoke is this? Zehu ol isha. This refers to the yoke of a wife. Good to take on the yoke of a wife when one is young. Hine ha'adam kodem nisuav. So before a man gets married, mishuchrar la'asos kirtzono. He can do whatever he wants. Ve'im mi sheyich ba'o. So there's no one who will restrain him. Ve'af im yesh lo kavalim. And even if a person has certain restraints, kavalim literally means like shackles. Even if a person has certain shackles, certain restraints, mikol makom heim einam kovlim oso ba'ofen chazak u'muchlat. But they don't restrain him in a strong and absolute way. Lo chin adavar kasher adam ba'ba b'sani. So this is obviously very different when a person gets married. Me'ata hu kavolim iskere shalbayis. When a person gets married, suddenly he's shackled to the framework of a home. Even though, again, within the framework of a home, there's incredible pleasure and enjoyment. Ulam yachadim zos, yeshno gam sug shal ol, sug shal hagbala. But the truth is, when one is married and when one is part of a home, ultimately, again, there are limiting factors. One has to exist within a certain framework. There's a yoke. There's a yoke. There are boundaries. Avodas ha'adam ba'olamo. He lekabel alav omachushen. So we'll say, what's one of our... See, remember, if you notice again, one of the themes that the Mechaber keeps bringing up is this idea that everything we do in life is really in order to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that even to a very large degree, marriage is a union, is a relationship that is there in order to help us come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the ultimate avoda of man in this world? It's the kabbal alav omachushan, to accept upon himself the yoke of heaven. That's the ultimate goal in life. Echad min hakelim lekach. One of the ways in which we do this, or one of the ways which helps us accomplish this, bichdei she'adam yisragel lekabbal musag shalol, hu bris hanisuin. So one of the ways in which we do this, in which a person habituates himself to going ahead and accepting a yoke, is marriage. He says, "Binyan beiso shel adam melamdo ma'o." The building of a marital home, the building of a marriage, teaches me what it means to have an ol, what it means to have a yoke. Ol lidog litzarche beno basugo. What it means to have a yoke in terms of worrying for the needs of my spouse. all parnasa, the yoke of a livelihood, all shani, ultimately again, the all of how to conduct myself in the appropriate way. So it's actually quite amazing. He says that marriage is there. Marriage teaches us responsibility. That's what an ol is. A yoke is responsibility. Marriage teaches me that I have responsibilities towards something. And that yoke sits heavily on my shoulders. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I love it. It makes me happy. But it also saddles me with awesome responsibility. This conditions me to the concept of Omachu Shamayim, which essentially is the same basic idea, which is that, again, I have all of these incredible responsibilities towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Kasher Adam Mabit Al Kach B'Mavat Shtachi, Hu Roa Zos Kimutalos, Kidvarim Hamafrim Umonimenu es Shalvas Chayov. So we'll say, when a person looks at this in just a general, kind of superficial way, so a person sees a yoke as something that interrupts the carefree nature of life. Ulam, Kasher Adam Makir Shavadasa the Kaba Omachoshamayim, Azaihu Maven Sha'ola Chayim Obinyan Beso Vinihulo, no Saint Lo. The kasher yikna b'nafsho es midas ha'ol, azayifne es koach ha'ol shebo be'ikar, the kabbalas omachushan. So we'll say, a person first looks at the ol of marriage, and it seems like it gets in the way of enjoying life, of partaking in life. A person thinks a little bit deeper, a person very quickly realizes that what? That at the end of the day, it is that all of marriage that actually helps me to be successful in life by conditioning me to what it means to have an all, and by preparing me for Mekabalos Ol Machushan. Last paragraph, then we'll stop. Ein kavanas hadvarim sheyifne es kala ol kabalos ol machushan bilvad chalila elosh mitoch kabalos ol gashmi ol shalnil bayis yilmad adam mahu ol tiskala benafsho hamido hanikreis ol umikoach kach sheniskala yuchala havin yoser mahu ol machushan. Rather, I will say what it means is that when a person goes ahead and marriage conditions me, that marriage ultimately again teaches me what the true concept of an ol, what the true concept of responsibility is. And if I'm able to use that responsibility of marriage to show myself that I could go ahead and accept upon myself an ol of marriage, it shows me that I could also accept upon myself the ol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem Reish Lamed Ches tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. Emir Tzashem on Monday. Thank you, Lord.